Good morning and welcome back to Nachyami. Today we're going to be learning together Direi Hayamim Aleph, Perek Tes Zayin, the 16th chapter of Direi Hayamim. And the topic of our Perek today is the arrival of the Aron, the Ark in Yerushalayim, and the song which is sung around that event. Let's just understand something. David Melech has now successfully, on a second attempt, brought the Aron to Yerushalayim. And now we're going to hear a section about how they celebrate. And there's some very fascinating lessons to be learned in this Perek of 43 Psukim. What is interesting is that most of this perek is absent in Shmuel Beis. This is something which we're learning from anew in Sefer Divrei Hayamim, and the parallel parashiyos are actually to be found in Sefer Tehillim, not in Sefer Shmuel. Let's start off at the beginning of the perek. The first four psukim describe the arrival of the Aron in Yerushalayim. They place it in what's called Besoicha Oel, in a tent that David HaMelech specifically set aside for it, and they bring sacrifices, olos, burnt offerings, shlomim, peace offerings, lifnei Elokim, in front of Hashem. And as David HaMelech finishes this, Vayvorech es ha'am b'shem Hashem, he blesses the people in the name of Hashem. Vayechalek lechol ish Yisrael meish ad isha, and they decide and they give out to all the people who are there and involved. They give out food to the people, and people are feeling happy. This is the end of this whole experience. We also hear about them giving out a cake made in a pan, and so perhaps an instrument, an eshbor v'ashisha, a discussion as to what that is. But there's a distribution. Two questions before we move on. Why is it put in a tent? After all, we know that David HaMelech made many batim, many houses in Yerushalayim. So Malbim says it was a house and a tent. So it had stone walls, and it had the ohel, was the tent above it. Sort of like the Mishkan was set up in Shiloh. Shiloh did not have the wooden beams as it was in the desert. It had the wood, the stone walls, and it had the curtain above it. The other aspect of this is, why are they doing this distribution? So many of the Forshim do not talk about this, but the sense that I get is the following, is that people experience Simcha in a tangible way. And yes, this was a very beautiful and sublime spiritual experience, but people will always remember this event favorably as there's a distribution, and they come home and they have something to celebrate with. It's a very basic understanding in the human psychology, is that happy people with happy stomachs are going to be able to celebrate, and this will be a memorable and favorable memory of the Aron entering Yerushalayim because of this distribution as well. We then hear about the Avoda by the Aron in Psukim Hei to Zayin, where we hear about Asaf is in charge, and we hear about the list of all the different Levim and who are involved with the different instruments who are going to be presenting in front of the Aron Abris. And then we're about to hear the song they're about to sing. And therefore we hear about Bayomahu Oz Nasan David Barosh Lahodois Lahashem Viyad Asaf Echov. So he gives Asaf and his brothers the opportunity of giving the song in front of Hashem. And here we hear the song. This is from the mainstay of our entire perek, is this song, which is Pasuk Ches to Pasuk Lamed Vov. Very, very beautiful song. And what is fascinating about it is it's actually comprised of three different parts of Tehillim. So just to understand where it comes from, so Psukim Ches to Chof Beis are from Tehillim Kuf Hei 105. The next 11 Psukim, Chof Gimel to Chof Lev to Lamed Gimel in Aperek, are from the entire Mizmor of Tzadi Vav 96, which is what we say on a Friday night. One of those, this is one of the Mizmorim said in Kabbalah's Shabbos, Shir Hashem Kol Aretz. And then the last two Psukim, or three Psukim, Lamed Aleph to Lamed Vav, really parallel the last words of the fourth book of Tehillim, which are Hodol Hashem Ki Tov, Ki Lanoch Astov, Imro Yishenu, Elekei Yishenu, Kavtsenu Atzelin Min Agoyim, and Baruch Hashem Elokei Yisrael min olam v'olam. So those parallel sections now. Now, just to appreciate what is the theme in each of these sections, the first major section is actually Hodol Hashem Kiruv Yishmoy, which is to be found in the Psukei de Zimra on a regular weekday and Shabbos. So what is that about? So it's interesting, if you look at that Mizmor in Tehillim, it's actually a call to action, Kiruv Yishmoy, call out in the name of God, and it's really a description of the fulfillment of the bris ben abasarim, the covenant between the parts, and it describes seven stages in that. If you look at Tehillim, Our song here only quotes the first three of those stages, which is the introduction to call out Hashem to thank Him for His miracles, Hashem's covenant with Avos, and the forefathers in Canaan. It does not go further as the Mizmor does about Yosef in Egypt, Israel in Egypt, the nation of Israel in Egypt, the plagues in Egypt, the leaving Egypt and getting to the land of Israel. Those are omitted from this, but it's sort of at the basic beginning of history of Hashem's covenant with the nation of Israel. The second section of our song, which is a parallel to Mizmor Tzadivav, is the entire Mizmor Tzadivav, and it's really the 13 psukim there and 11 psukim here, which are called to sing to Hashem. Then it is describing Hashem, who is strong and awesome, and a call of the nations to fear Hashem, and finally, all of creation rejoices when Hashem comes to judge the land. Now you'll notice patterns of three in it. Shiru la Hashem, ki choshir chadosh, Shiru la Hashem, ko aretz, Shiru la Hashem, baruch shmoy, and then three parts, homage given by the nations, Havu la Hashem, mishpuch asamim, Havu la Hashem, kovad vo'oz, Havu la Hashem, kovad shmoy. These words should be familiar, we say this every Friday night. It seems that everything is praising Hashem, whether it be the nations or nature itself is praising Hashem in this section that we're quoting. And Rashi says this is really referring to the future redemption. It's a call to perhaps HaKadosh Baruch Hu bring about this reality where it should happen. And finally, the last section in our song here are the last two psukim in the fourth book of Tehillim, which are a prayer for salvation. And finally, a bracha to Hashem and the close of the Sefer. Most of the Sforim in Tehillim end in a very similar note, calling out Baruch Hashem Elokei Yisrael Min Olam Vad Olam, Vayimru Kol Ha'am Amen Vayel Hashem, and everybody answers this bracha. So it's a very beautiful description. Why is this being described over here? So the truth is that this is actually going to be the Shir Shel Yom on the Tamid, which means that when the sacrifice was brought on a daily basis, there was the first sacrifice in the morning was called the Tamid Shel Shachar, the first sacrifice, the constant sacrifice in the morning, the Tamid Shel Ben Arabaim. The Seder Olam Rabbah explains in Perek Yudalad that the half of this song was sung on the morning sacrifice and half of it was sung on the afternoon sacrifice, almost the bookends of the day as well, just to appreciate how it would work. In fact, the Sefer Shir Shel Yom by Avodas HaTamid by Rav Meir Hillel says that this is not set in stone, and the Levim did have the license to change which Mizmor Tehillim they would be including. One basic question here is, which version came first? Was the version of these three Mizmorim in Tehillim first, or was Divrei HaYamim first? So Dat Mikra points out it's really hard to pinpoint, because on the one hand it could be that Asaf, Haman, and Eitan composed this beautiful song for the special occasion of bringing the Aaron in, and later on it got subdivided and universalized in the Book of Tehillim. However, the other way of looking at it is, no, these were already composed, and what the Levim were doing were they were taking and merging these different ideas and themes about HaKadosh Baruch Hu in history, HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the future, bringing about the unity and ultimately a call to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that to bring bracha upon us. All of those ideas are being borrowed from Tehillim and merged together. We don't know which way it went as well. There are slight changes, and the Mefarshim deal with some of the slight changes between the different nuschaot. Finally, we get to the towards the end of the parak now, Psukim Lamed Zayin 2 Mem Beis, in which we have the structure of the team for the Tamid. So we hear about all the different Levim and Kohanim who are setting up to be of service over here. And what is interesting about this, about these people who are set up, is you'll notice that the first team is Levim and the second team are Kohanim. It's made up of Kohanim. And part of that is because there are actually two places where service is happening. One is the Aron, which is in Yerushalayim. That's the one place. And the other place is, as described in Pasuk Lamed Tes, Babama Asher Bagivon. This is the altar, which is in Givon. Just to appreciate what this means is, since the destruction of the Mishkan in the days of Eli HaKohen, at the beginning of Sefer Shmuel Aleph, there has not been a Mishkan. And now we have this bifurcation of the two functions of the Mishkan. We have the Mizbeach, which is now was in Nov, when Nov was destroyed by Shaul HaMelech under the with the auspices of Doeg HaAdomi's lies. Then that was when the Bama HaGdola, the large altar, was in Givon, which is in the area of Binyamin, and the Aaron has now moved to Yerushalayim. So you have the two parts of the Mishkan functioning in different areas. Now, the Bama Gedola is where the sacrifices were brought. As the Radak points out, though, at this point in time, in this in-between time when there is no Mishkan and there's not yet a Beis HaMikdash, people were allowed to use what's called a Bama Katana, a personal altar as well. Not the grand altar, but personal altars. And the Mishnayos describe that, in fact, as the Mishnayos and Megillah describe, that during this in-between period, the Korbanos Tzibur, anything which is brought by the community, had to be brought in the Bama Gedola. But any Korbanos Yachid, any individual Korbanos could be brought on a Bama Katana. And therefore, the Levim were retained in Yerushalayim for the song, and they could bring anything they wanted on the Bama Katana, on the small Bama. But the Bama Gedola, that was the real Mizbeach, serving as the Mizbeach, which would ultimately be in the Mikdash, was manned by the Kohanim, and that's why the Psukim over there describe it, Tzadok HaKohen ve'echov HaKohanim lifnei Mishkan Hashem b'bama asher b'givon. That's where they were. They were up in Givon. So we have the subdivision of these two places until the building of the Beis HaMikdash. And finally, the concluding pasuk of the Perek is a very beautiful one. Vayelchu chol ha'am ish le'beisol. Each person went back to their house. Vayisov David levorech es beisol. David HaMelech turned to bless his house. It's interesting that the Targum actually says, the Aramaic translation says, Vachazar David levorecha yas amo. David HaMelech actually wasn't his house, but so to speak, his larger house, the people. Understood more on a basic level, it probably means that David HaMelech has the personal time to reflect on this after having created that event for the entire nation. With this, we close Perek Tes Zion and the arrival of the Aron in Yerushalayim. In the meantime, have a wonderful and meaningful day.